Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Cattle futures under pressure today. September futures down 92 as they expire at the end of this week. They're 135.90. October's down $1.50 and November down over $2. The spread action there has been such that the September has been down the least, and then October second least. And so as September goes off the board, will October rally to where the September is? Currently, it's about a $5 discount to the September. Many people are anticipating that the October could possibly rally until it expires in about 30 days. Live cattle today, 72 lower in October, down a dollar in December. So under pressure across the board, most of it due to the follow-through pressure from Friday's on-feed and cold storage report. The on-feed numbers, on-feed as of September 1st, 101% of the previous year, 10.135 million head. Placements were a four-year high, 115.1%. 1.879 million head, and then the marketed number was 117.6 million head, or percent, at 1.868 million head. So a really big market in placement numbers. Cold storage was 476 million pounds. Last month, 469. Last year, it was 470. So that's not the time of year that should necessarily be growing.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures today were under pressure, just like the cattle. We had corn down 6 to 8 cents, soybeans down about 8 across the board, Chicago wheat down about 8.5, and Kansas City down 7.5. We had an export report this morning. Wheat was expected to be 18 to 21 million bushels, and it came in at 32.2 million. So really good number there. For the year, we are significantly above the area we were last year. We're 347 million bushels total. Last year at this time, 275. So the lower prices are impacting the export market. We also saw corn exports. We were looking for 44 to 49 million. It came in at 52.6. Really good number there. We're ahead of the of last year as well by about 60 million bushels for corn. And then beans, we were expecting 49 to 55 million bushels, and it was 14.1. So extremely disappointing there in terms of where we were last year. We're about 30 million bushels ahead there. So across the board, as prices have come down, we are further ahead than we need to be. Corn harvest is estimated to be 20% complete, bean harvest 10%. And then at the end of this week, we've got the quarterly stocks and small grain report. That'll be this Friday morning at 11 a.m., and that could send the markets to some volatility. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.